Hi, I'm Joanne Folletta, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Jezza, and I'm 12 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Jezza, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day four of Mighty Handful Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We are learning about five rebellious Russian composers. Today's composer is Modest Mussorgsky. He's one of the more famous of the Mighty Handful, and he was, to put it mildly, kind of a handful. Modest Mussorgsky was known for being really, really brilliant with lots of crazy, genius musical ideas. He met Alexander Borodin in 1856 when they both worked at a military hospital. And Borodin thought Mussorgsky was very elegant and played the piano with what Borodin called extreme sweetness and grace. He officially became part of the Mighty Handful in 1857. Today, though, it's a tale of two roommates, because Modest Mussorgsky's roommate was our other member of the five, who will be meeting more tomorrow, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. And normally when we talk about composers, we refer to them by their last names, but because these two were buddies and roommates, we're going to just call them Modest and Nikolai. Modest and Nikolai were very good for each other creatively. If Modest's music was a little too crazy or over the top, Nikolai might help him tame it down a little bit. And if Nikolai's music was a little too tame, Modest would help him punch it up a little bit. Now, there is a really interesting musical example of this. One of Modest's most famous pieces, Night on Bald Mountain, right? And you just automatically think, that piece is by Modest Mussorgsky. But it's kind of not, because he wrote one version of it, and it wasn't entirely finished, so Nikolai went back and finished it. But he did it in Nikolai's style, with Nikolai's style of orchestrations, and they sound totally different. So here's Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's version of Night on Bald Mountain, which is the one that you hear the most often. Here's a little bit of that. Now here's the version by Modest Mussorgsky, and you can tell in 10 seconds that these were orchestrated by different people. Right? Listen to the kettle drums. It's so much darker and weirder and scarier and more Mussorgsky. Now, obviously, not everything Modest Mussorgsky wrote was weird or scary, and we're going to hear a really fun piece of dance music from him today. This is called the Golpak, which means to jump. This is that famous Russian dancing where people are all jumping around and going down on their knees and back up in the air again. From Sorochinsky Fair, this is the Golpak. Eugene Ormandy conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Thank you.
Are your knees tired from all that jumping? Eugene Ormandy conducted the Philadelphia Orchestra performing the Golpak from Sorochinsky Fair by Modest Mussorgsky. By the way, thanks to Kevin Rhodes for that spooky Modest version recording of Night on Bald Mountain. He provided us that recording from the Traverse Symphony Orchestra. Well, now that we have met Modest, tomorrow we'll learn more about his roommate, Nikolai, and we'll ask you this week's Quizlet question. Now, kids commuters, I'm going to give you an early heads up on some tickets. Next week on Kids Commute will be From the Top Week. From the Top is a public radio show that features young performers, and it's taping right here at Interlochen on March the 19th at 7:30 p.m. And we want to make sure our young artists have a great cheering section. So we have a bunch of tickets to give away. You can bring your whole family. Just send us the words From the Top in a text message to our Quizlet line at 231-237-7482. Tell us your name and how many adults and kids you want to bring to the concert. We'll give you more opportunities for these tickets over the next week. All right, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello, and as producer Tony would say, have a super duper day.